Avada is verschiedene Minhagim in Klal Yisrael. In jeder Kehile, in jeder Minhag, is Avada Minhag Kodesh. And we're not speaking against Kein Minhag, no one. We're just bringing down the Halachas, Vishteh, Navada Klarisol Gdoshim and Mistama Yadaina or Zaina Rebbes to be Samechan, but just to learn the Aloha from the Mekoyos. As a Takone of Chazal, in every Shabbos, Tzilein HaAftore. Now the reason of the Takone to read Aftore every Shabbos, the place can be down, the marker from the Takone is, Givelam ala gzeira, not to learn Torah. And they didn't let even to read in the Torah. It was a gzeira, they didn't let to read in the Torah. So they read Nevi'im. As the Melach Nish to learn in the Torah, Melach Nish Nevi'im. So the Takana was Chof Aleph Psukim Banovi. They tried to find something from Inyone Shel Parsha in the Novi. And they read Chof Aleph Psukim. Why Chof Aleph Psukim? The 7 times 3, can I get Shiva Kruim? So they made Chof Aleph Psukim. And everyone they gave 7 aliyas in the Novi. Shalei Tishtokach, the parsha from Kriyas HaTorah. And 7 people made brochas. This is the reason the Minhag Bizarim Hazeh, the Maftir makes 7 brochas. He gets an aliyah, he makes 1 brocha in the beginning of his aliyah, 1 brocha in the end of his aliyah, 1 bracha before the Haftorah, and 4 brachas when he finishes the Haftorah. Make 7 brachas. This is the marker from the Haftorah. Noch hat Takana gemacht, that the person that gets the Haftorah has to get an aliyah also. Not only some people, for different reasons, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down a reason to atzkover HaTorah, to show that Torah is important. The Torah is important. The matter, we don't give our brach after a stab. We give you aliyah b'teira. And after you get the aliyah b'teira, then we give you the after. This is the meaning of Klal Yisrael. Amol, if the whole Indian that finishes less than 21 psukim, so it's also a mokim. But the Baruch Klal, it has to be at least 21 psukim. And Shabbos. Yontif is anders. Yontif is 5, because it's 15, because of the Kruim of Yantif. This is the Halacha. Now, in Klal Yisrael, a Fashidene Minhagim. We'll start from the first Chelek. Fashidene Minhagim. Some people are makpid to read only Mitoch HaKlaf. Some people are makpid to have a Tanakh. Some people are makpid at least to have a Novi. Shmuel, Novi Shmuel. And some people just open the Chumash in the back and they read. What? Yeah, but the Maisa know what today has Sifted Aftartes. And look now, the Sifted Aftartes, they make from a klaf, all different Aftars together, but the Maisa, it's not Motsi Ben Eim. If somebody has money, the Maisa, they buy the normal klaf. So these are the 5 things that the Maisa people have today. People have Tanakh, people have Miklaf, it's the best of Zach. Some people are makpid on Tanakh. Some people have a Novi. They take out a Novi Shmuel, Echves. Some people just open the Chumash and they read. And we have to know what is Lekatchile, what is Bediyevet, was Midaf Machen, was Midaf Mishmachen. If you know that as in Yeshiva they have a class, if you're allowed to go to Davin and Shtiblach, all of these kind of shailas. The Shtiblach have also the same, Machmishtes. And Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Megdalet, I want to revile close this whole Indian of the Klaf. Let's see if it's... The market to have a Klaf is a Levush. The Magen Avraham and the Taz, both of them bring down a Levush. Kosam a Levush. תמיהם יקרול יומי, שלאיסים נהוגים באחד מהם כל מייס, לכתוב דאפטרס כדין ספר, כמו שקויס במגילה. כי הימיה לי שהם יוצאים בציבור כלל, בקריאס האפטרס שקוראים בחומו של הנתפוסים. כיוון שהם נכתובים ככל ריחוי ספרתיה ומגילה בצורך יום. עד כאן לשנה. כי הימיה לי שהם יוצאים בציבור כלל, בקריאס האפטרס שקוראים בחומו של הנתפוסים. כיוון שהם נכתובים ככל ריחוי ספרתיה ומגילה בצורך יום. עד כאן לשנה. סודרבוש זאת, הנה רסו עתקה, אבל מי מראה זאת, אבל people are not yet, כמו שאנחנו נבוא אחרי הבטולה. If you don't mean you take a clap, you're not the answer. This is the first Mekoyer that you have to have a clap. The Taz brings down this Levush also in the end of the Siman. He says, the Shtamit, Sugi Ba'anazaki. And the Levush forgot the Gemara, as a reflector. Hai Sifra Ba'aftarte, Osu Lemikra B'Shabbos. It's a sefer of Haftorah that also had little pieces of Haftorah, didn't have the whole Haftorah, didn't have the whole Novi. The Lenita Yom Kosev, Dr. Rashi, Pirush Rashi, you're not allowed to write pochers from the whole Novi. You're not allowed to write two prokim. You're only allowed to write the whole Pelek. And the Gemara Zogt Veloyu. Eis lasis la Hashem mefeiru to Yosecho. Dr. Rashi, אין כל ציבור יכול לכתוב נביא עם שולם. Not everyone could write a whole novi, a ganze נביא עם שולם. So במילה, אין סלאסת להשם. הוכננו בחומשים הנתפוסים, משום אין סלאסת להשם, כיוון שהוא ספר, אגן כסוד עושה. לטר, אין סלאסת להשם, מפיירו סלסכו, ומילא, איבן אל אין לכנאי מסנא לגן של סייפר זאת תאז, it's okay. כן, זה תאז זאת אי סלאס אי סלאשר במוגן אברום בין דן בתאז, זה לבוש it's not clear how to learn פשעת במוגן אברום מעולים במוגן אברום, את least how to משלבו יולי פשעת במוגן אברום ואיסה בגמרא, בגיטין, שאוסו לכתוב האפטורס, אלא משום אין סלאסס להשם. ואם כן, זה במגן אברום, השתו שנסגל לו מלכס הדפוס, והספורים, תהי לו לקל, בזול, אוסו לכתוב האפטורס. וקיים אלון דפוס כסירים מעל יסה. When you print, you יוצא ידי, it's ממש like a real מגילה. ומאלה, זאת במגן אברון, it's very cheap today, to print a ganze novi, מאלה, there's no heter to write one after it, ומאלה, you have to read דווקא from a ganze novi. Even though it's written on paper, paper is also good. Then is Mamshich. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down בעצם this Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Lashon from Magen Avraham in Reish Pei Dalet. Chosav ולבוש תמיאני שלא יראי סיניה גם לכתב האפטורס כי נראה לי שהם יוצאים כלל בקרס האפטורס בחומו שמהנתפוסים. כמו שנכתוב מריחי ספרתיה. ואתה זו מגלבו מישהו אמין לי ואף שהוא על ידי דפוס גם על מי אבל שלא ידגלו למות על עניין זה ומכל מקנדס המגן אברון זה צורך לקרוס האפטורו מתוך נובי שולם הנתפס ולא מתוך האפטורו לבד המתפסת בחומש וכן כן גם דס על יורה בעין שום זה משתברו לנו איזה פשט עם מגן אברון that you don't have to have a clap because The tfus is also good, but you have to have a ganze novi. A ganze novi. Says novi, nicht danach, du weißt. Novi. The Meister, when you read the Magen Avraham inside, the Magen Avraham is mamshich, and he says, וכן משהו בתשובס הרשב"א, זה דווקא בספר תהילה עשו כשכסו בקונטרייסים. אבל על ההפטורס לא יקבדים אין עין שום. וכן כוסף הכל בוי, בשם הרשב"א, וזה לשינוי. סדברו את הלגדס. ובהפטורו ששואלתו, א' ראש התיבס, אין מקפילים בו ובבורכים על הקריאה אפילו בלי סייפר. על ההפטורה ששאלתו, אין מקפידים ובבורכים בלי סייפר. ובסייסף לא נפשט, סתם. על ההפטורה ששאלתו, אין מקפידים, ולא נורד מינס, ומבורכים עליה בלי סייפר מינס, even if you didn't have a קריאה סטיירו, it needs to do after. It's given a tzad, it is no kriya satay, it means it's a bizarre to make only after. Afilo belay sefer. Zog dem rav lam no. Belay sefer means even if you don't have a klaf. Even if you don't have a klaf, ein makpidim bo. So what is alef alef? So dem rav lam no is pshat, ani oymer. Ani oymer, ein makpidim. But we have today the cowboy in the Ruchis Chaim, the girsa is Efshar She'ein Makpidim. Or E-Efshar She'ein Makpidim. So the film of Avraham, Sibra Azarashbo. If you use the nice form that we have, that the girsa is the Efshar She'ein Makpidim. So other, anyway, the Mishnebura is not Mislachas. The Mishnebura brings down that the Avraham says that the Zman Azor, you have to be Makpid to have a Chumash. Again, Tzanovi. Azor shteyt the Mishnebura. Now, the Primogodin brings down the Mogen Avraham, that the Mogen Avraham says that you're not Mechuyev to have, a klaf, you could have a chumash. So the Primogodim's lashon is a bissel anders. Kosav alevush, ayin magnavon mitshuvas harashbo, veheishiv, veaftor yikurim lachik, ve lo kosav ribuse, veayin yorabe, toiv yoser likro haftor mitanach, milikro baftor hanitpeset levado bechumash. לושן הפרימגודים איז קוסה ולאורבה טוב יסר ליקרויס האפתור מתנך. אז למה איזה? דמוקר אב תנך שטייט אין פרימגודים. אז לא חבר. אם בגלברום שטייט, you have to have a novi, a ganze novi. אם פרימגודים שטייט, a תנך. ומשנבורן של הרצין says, ומה שקוסה פרימגודים תנך, לאו דווקא. So the Bible makes say that what we have in the meantime. And Primogodim shtei Tanach. The Mishnah Berurah says it's lav davke, a novi is enough. But you have to have a ganze novi. You have to have a ganze novi. Now, a lot of people today use in a lot of places, before we go to Baal Loch HaLamayisa, but a lot, let me say, 80% of the shuls have a Tanach. The reason they have a Tanach, it doesn't mean that they mach first, Loshen Primogodim, Klausol Haid, you know, they try to mach me, was me ken, me mach me sein. So, steht in Primogodim Tanach, me mach Tanach. But another reason is, if not Tanach, you know, we'll have to have, every shul will have to have 50 Nevin. Because, ain't Tanach, and Alem also good. Poshut, the Tanach is don't love the Bima, and it's good. Another reason is, the question is, the Mogen Avraham learned, and here we'll go in a second to see if it's taken or not, yes or not, that you take a print novi, it's kiyili you have a klaf. If we have time, we'll go into the Naya print Sefer Teiros, if we'll have time and then we'll see. But the Mogen Avraham says that a printed Tanakh, it's good. It's good, you can use a printed Tanakh. The Shaila is, a print, it's kiyili klaf. But if you use the new Tanakh, you know, the Tanakhim that they use in the shuls, the Korem, Hitzos Korem, state of Dalton, the pages are made in the right way how they have to be in the Sefer Torah. If you would just take out from the closet a Novi Shmuel, there's no psuchas, stumas, it's not written in the right way. Again, no one bring down taka that you have to be choishesh that the print will be in the tzura of the sefer. Shabu bring down novi sholem. Shabu bring down to print it with all the halachas. Or there could be the reason that Klal Yisrael like to use this Tanakh, because it's the only Tanakh that the etzem it's written ki'ilu it's written right. So even if we mask him with the Mubagin Avram that the print is ki'ilu a klaf, and if you take Stama Shmuel, I'm saying, what is the nafkamina? Lama Zad al-Bohr comes to a shul that has manim and they don't have a klaf. It's not really allowed to go to that place that doesn't have a klaf. But now they don't have even a nach. They don't have the Tanakh. Is the Indian for sure Alpi Mishneh Brura, if it's a Novi Shmuel in the closet, to take a Novi Shmuel and to read from the Novi Shmuel, not to read from the back of the Chumash. So I'm saying, but Mikol Mokon, Klal Yisrael used Tanakh Koren first, because Loshon Pranagodim is Tanakh, Loshon Chazanish maybe is Tanakh, but also because even if we want to yet in the Magen Avrom, that print is like Ksive, and it also is no heter because today you can have a print. Aber Echure is a big smore to say. I didn't find a place can speak it out, but I think it's a glatt smore. That it has to be at least in the tzure of a Tanakh. Yeah. Now, let me go weiter. Kum de Shulchan Aruch Harav and zogt, ma pitom. There's no Indian bichlal to use a Tanakh. And there's no Indian to use a klaf. Zogt der Hazay. First, it says, La Alocha we paskin that print doesn't help. Print doesn't help. He brings the eyes that Magen Avrom himself was choyza. Print doesn't... Shechno chara. In Reish Peidalet and in Kuntra Zachre. Print and paper doesn't help. Second of all, the print today, even if print helped in the Zman of Magen Avrom, when there was given a Bocher HaZetzer and they sat with pieces of metals, today's computers is burning, is no print, is no ink, the whole matzav goes different, the whole page gets printed 1 second, doesn't have kedusha, doesn't have no tzura print, art print today, no shaykhis, it's electric, it's not beyad, you don't have a halacha print, it's not real dioi, but mainly an art print, this man is there, Tanakh is garnished, you want to use klaf, but we'll speak about klaf. Oh, there is no Indian to go to the Shtibach and hold the Shtibach and tell them why you don't have a Tanakh, you read from the Chumash. It's a garnish. Obviously some people, everyone reads himself. They don't have a Tanakh. Okay, we'll get to all the party. It's a garnish. It's a garnish. So take a klaf. Take a klaf. Aftorah was never niskan to read mitoich haklaf. If it was niskan to read mitoich haklaf, so Klal Yisrael, as they have such a Torah, they will have to have Tanakh. The Torah says was never a takone to read the aftorah mitoich haklaf. What is the problem? Is the isur, Lashon HaMagen Avraham is the isur to print Tanakh, not a ganze sefer. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, it was an issur to print the Torah, not like a Sefer Torah. It was an issur to print the Tanakh. The Zman Hazeh, Eis Lasis LaHashem, Amol, every year, had a Sefer Torah. Kitzmachem Sashira Azais. Eis Lasis LaHashem, we can't have it, every person will have a Sefer Torah. You're allowed to print it. After you're allowed to print it, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's not available to read. When it was an issur to print, the Zman HaGemara was an issur to read in it. Ein slasis la Hashem, avada, even if the print became cheap or not, lamazalim, even if the print is cheap, you can't have every person having a Tanakh, every person in shul needs to have what to eat, every person in shul can't hear if he doesn't have the letters, no one will have chumashim and will be talking. Haim memuz melavim azay. The man, ein slasis la Hashem, aferet erasecho, the print is allowed to today. We print Sforim, we print Shulchan Aruch, the man is not even to read. Now he doesn't understand what is the Indian to look for a klaf bichlal. And then the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Well, the Sefer Shari Ephraim also named Tzachoyin Hazeh. The Chazon Ish writes down in Siman Samach Aleph, Sivkot Nyud Aleph and Sivkot Nyud Aleph. First he says that he bichlal is not masking that print helps. Even lo mezogim print is good. He says, what would be if a person will write a novi, mamish write it with ink and cloth, about every page he will cut and he will bind it like a sefer. Possible. So how the print has a loch of ksav? Print the Megillah and make it the Megillah with chilosei b'sefer and glile, it will have a shame Megillah. But if someone will write a novi, someone will take a Megillah's Esther, he'll write it and then he'll put it in a Megillah and staple it, it's not a Megillah. Avadimish. The man says, Hoshnish can shame klav bichlal. Hoshnish can shame ksav bichlal, says the Chazanish. Chazanish says more than that. The Adovo Poshut, says the Razei, two Zachen. If there's no klav in shul, says the Chazanish, there's no Indian to look for a Tanakh. Samach Aleph, Sivkot, Yud Aleph. And he says another Zach, it's called Yudalit. Achrei shehuta lichtev tanach ki ilchosoi, en regilim leshaer bechol show, bechol tzibur, if they could afford it or they can afford it, if they could or they cannot. Eis lazis lashem. Adai zog de chazanish. But Lemaise, when we learn the Inyan, again, we have the Levush that was Machmu, we have the Magen Avraham that said that you have to take a Tanakh, a Novi Sholem, and I think the Yerubah says Toiv, the Megorim says Toiv, Shulchan Aruch Rav says he doesn't understand, there's no Inyan, not for a Klaf, and not for a Tanakh. The Chazanir says, Tanakh and Klaf maybe is an Inyan, maybe. There's no Isur, but maybe there's an Indian. But if no Klaf, there's no difference, Chumashim and not Chumashim. So Be'etzem, if we take the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and we take the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says there's no Chiyuv Klaf. He brings the Tshuva Sarashbo. He just wanted to tell him there's a Chiyuv Chumashim, and at this the time of the Poiskim, Chumashim don't make sense. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Zok, Belendus is no mocking for it. So Be'etzem, if you start to look at the Indian, there's a big mountain to be made, to read. So I want now to go to the first dialogue and then we'll go to the next step. The Mishneh Berurah is like this. Reish Pei Dalet Seif Aleph, and we know the Mishneh Berurah is in the Pesek. I take it out. We go to feed the Mishneh Berurah. Kosa velevush tmiyani shel reisi neregim lichtu vaftores kedin sefer. Kehemira li shem yeitzim klal bekriyas haftore bukhumeshim hanitkosim. כיוון שהם נכתבים בקוריך לספר תאירה ואתה זו מגלברון ישבו המינג וסביר לי דאב שעל די דפוס וגם הניעו ומכל מלכים דאסה מגלברון צריך לקרס האבטר מתכנו בישול עם הנתפס ולך מן האבטר לבן המתפסת בחומש וכן גם דאסה נראה רבי ומכל מקום לגמלה של המשנבורה אם אין להם רק אבטר המתפסת בחומש. If a person only has a chumash with a haftorah, yesh lismech lehokel shle levatel kriyas haftorah. Yesh lismech lehokel shle levatel kriyas haftorah. Given a tzad ha-mishnebura, it's kedai not to read. Lech levatel it. Zotto yesh lismech lehokel shle levatel kriyas haftorah. Again, v'haynu. The Mishneh Berurah doesn't mean if you on a klaf. He means on a chumash, on a novi. The Mishneh Berurah means the Levush says you have to have a klaf. The Magen Avraham says you have to have a tanach or a novi. If you don't have a tanach or a novi, don't read after because of that. Yesh lismech leokel. Sidu avdamen tzusel mechzayim, tzumekel zayim. Sidu avdamen tzusel mechzayim. אך לכתחילה בוודאי ראוי ונוכן שאיה לכל ציבור נביאים שנכתובים בקלף כדין, שאז גם השם נכתובים בקדושה. מה כשאין כן שואל אני אלא נתפוס, אף אצלנו לתנך. וכן היא מגגרו בקהילה עשרי. וכאין נספש את זה בהר בקהילת ישראל ואשר יחלקו. יש גינוק. קום דשאר הציון, אף תפוזנא עצר כלור, אני אוהב תדעות, זאת דשאר הציון. ובעיקר הדין יש לדבר בזהר, בעין בעליון רבה, that you have to have klaf, umu eiluchos beyad amekilim. Eiluchos beyad amekilim. Do bichlal es lasis la'ashem, shekosho lechol tzibur lichtev nevim, aval bevare la'tzibur sheyecholes beyodom, yesh lichtev nevim kedin. ובפרט בימינו שמפזרים הרבה כסף על תכשיט בזקנסס, צמח עם שיילה שולץ, שאין לו נוחוץ כל כך. כבונוס על השם כשמיים, זה קלי וענוויו, אבל בבנו מצווה להסנאס בכסיב הסנביא עם הקדושים. It's like the, instead of a nice shul, right נביאים. This is the rare for the חופץ חיים. אין לו נוחוץ כל כך, מסתובב את הספירו את הדויגן מין גוד, aber die ones that can't even value, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will never in free. So the Chofetz Chaim is very sharp. And be'etzem, I'm sure the Zaman Ayob, I'll bring Zaman Alicha Shloimo, that the meaning in Yerushalayim is, if you have to wait till someone brings the Megill, the Novi, even if it takes a lot of time, to stop the davening and to wait, and it's not a Tircha de Tzibure. As I heard, in Allah Malach Zayin Shul mentioned Vesnus Nisht. Es nicht kein Tücher der Zibur. This is the right thing. To me'akev the Zibur till the klav comes. Und das ist der Minig in Yerushalayim, sagt er. Chok Yerushalayim nicht zu Peretz Gedder da. Aber also wird ihm schon sagen. Das ist der Minig da in Yerushalayim. Na, be'etzem, Sekunde ist amot ne Sach. Stam, I'm saying, we're a Aloche, we want to find out the Aloche. You learn the Chofetz Chaim, Chofetz Chaim is down, the Nefush was Machmir, the Mugin Avron said, Chod Shechumesh, So, Mishnah Berurah, no, but the Eved, we can say we have the Chumash, but less from that, it's Mavish, but the Eved, he can massive. Like, at Chilek, could I have a Shulta get a Novi? It's not changing, when you start to look in the Halochas Mephnim, the Chazanish, everyone says, there's no mark of it. And there's a big tzad more from that. That what the Chofetz Chaim said, that to be choishish to the Morgan Avron, could be val bezman hazeh, it's hard to get a Zan Novi that is printed Kir Chosel, Because again, the prints today, to find the old print today is also very expensive. And to remember the prints today, it's very schwer to say that it has a din of a novi. Chofetz Chaim, we have this the Chofetz Chaim. So I'm saying, we have the Chofetz Chaim is marked with them very much. This is the Tzuras HaDvorim. So the people are not marked with Yeshlem al Melismo, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Chazanish. Again, I want to ask, it's two chumras. It's one chumra to have a klaf, that this is Roy, the Chofetz Chaim says, and that doesn't give in my Sarav state, doesn't give the Minogel Gro. The two Makpi to have a klaf. Oh, but this is a Roy. The Levush says he doesn't know why, but why says even in time the Levush people didn't have it. And it's last, Hashem. The Morgan Avrom and the Mishabur and Mashba, a Tanakh, it's where you're shouting from the Chumre, from Iker Adin. Tanakh or the Ranovi, I said, it's the Inu maybe to have the new Tanakhim. Aber at least to take a novi out. It's an idiot to have a Zatanach. But the other thing is the Bura, Ein Limchois, if you go to a place, Ein Limchois if they want to read Mitech HaChumashi. But again, the Chazanish says you don't see a difference, Chumashi, Tanach, other clap, other garnish, Shchelach HaRav says there's no idiot to be Machmir. Let me gain one more step. We'll go to a different aloche and we'll come back to this aloche. What is the Seder in the Haftorah? And again, Klal Yisrael Kedoshim, Hema Barazay, Zek Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim brings down in Biur Aloche, is a Aloche that Trei Kol Elo Mishtame. Only one person can read the Haftorah. Zek the Biur Aloche Azay. Ayin Mishnevur Sif Kot Niud Aleph, Ve'ayin B'Shar Efraim. עיקר הדין שזה שעולה למפטיר הוא בלבד יימר האפתורה והציבור יימרו גם רוב אחרו בלחש ובבדינוסינו זו קדשה לפריים נוהגו שהכל אימרים האפתורה עם המפטיר בלחד בכל רום והוא מחיסור עם ידיע ומוכו עם לבט אל המינק ולכתחיל ישנו שהמפטיר יאמר האפתורה בכל רום כי קרה בספר תורה והציבו יאמרו אחר בלחש ועל כל פנים שיעשו רואים ועם סמוך למפטיר שישמעו לכל האומר Also sagt er. Ein anderer sagt, es ist Chashash Brocha Levatole. If no one hears it. So Mishnah Berurah says that the Nochin is that one person reads loud and everyone else is quiet, reads quietly with him. But we'll get the klaf. Klaf is different. One person read loud and everyone is quiet. It's mechiseren yediye. Pashen mention veis nisht. V'nochin levatel aminek. Hazeh al de Chofetz Chaim. Now the Chofetz Chaim adds that if it's beklaf, so don't read quietly with him. If it's, he's reading from a chumash like the Chofetz Chaim and Mishnah Berurah, to read quietly with him. If it's beklaf, not to read with him. Kresatei we read with, but here beklaf, we don't read with him. But if it's bechumashim, we read quietly. But not to read loud. So how in Melamed Zchus, I saw some places don't know it. So Shai Ben Abroch Levatole. That's a clear why. So the only marker to Melamed Zchus, where the place can bring down, and people that read, everyone reads with the chazan, is the Tshuva's chazan sefer, and Tshuva in Chelik Aleph, Simen Samaches, he says Be'etzem is no Mekoyach, Nish Beseder. Be'etzem is Nish Beseder. And he said, my Rebbe, Nassim Adler, was mevatel it, and he made everyone to be quiet. But he tells the Shoyal, leave it. Hanachlem le'Yisrael, in the Shegegim Valley you mezidim. It's kedai to leave all the people to do it. They leave everyone to be Shegegim Valley you mezidim. Says maybe there's good reasons for it. If everyone will have to read loudly, a lot of people don't know how to read Poshet. So Kriyin Ayotzai, they'll be embarrassed. The Meile, leave it like this, people will start to come to shul, they'll be embarrassed to get Alit. So Besa, Loko Sazay. And he says maybe more from that, anyway, the people that read B'tei Chachumash, it's not so Poshet, they could be Moiti the Tzibul. Because as a Halacha, you only could be Moiti when you read B'tei Chaksav. If it's a print, it's considered mitoch al peh. So anyway, some of the people could be anat yoytze b'chlal tuch d'chazen. So like this, it's better everyone knows that they have to read. But again, I want to be master. Lili tzuyer is standing in a shul. This is a halacha to alle others, to alle minhogim. Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Chassidim, and Litvishes. If you come to a shul, that the chazan is reading mitoch haklaf, you don't read with him. And this, like earlier, they think, no, we nusach svarad, so we read every time ourselves. And they start to read themselves. If they read word by word with the chazan, no, ahal b'tzorah. But when they start reading, they start with marash masakab of Torah. There's no sign in the world, if Yemen hot af Torah, and he's reading mitoch haklaf, and he's made to the tzibur, that you read separately. The mumi came from under the pletzels. Now again, if you're going to a chassidish place that there are a lot of people are knowing the chassan sefer that everyone reads separately, it's again, you have to know, if the chazan has a tanach, so then it's mamash chaval not to hear from the chazan. If he has a tanach, lefi Mishnah Berurah, he's yoytze, you're not yoytze. So if he has the Tanakh, at least they have 10 people in the shul to be yaitzah the ikar din ha'atzibur. Because if everyone is reading separately, Chabal of the Chazan has the Tanakh. You can't read because of Torah or Asorah. And every yochid is not yaitzah. Taki, and as that place, and Taki don't have a Tanakh, and this me'etzem, it's like me'etzem a circle. That a lot of these places are not makpi to have a Tanakh and a klaf, because everyone reads. So there's no point that one of them will have a Tanakh. Say, a stickle in here. I'm saying, I never found, if someone has to dive in Alamol in a chassidish place, if there's an Indian to come with a separate Tanakh to shul, at least to hear, you know, at least when you read by your own, I didn't see the person bring it down. Aber lechur is an Indian. Say, it's not a shtarkim because it's not the tzibur anyway. I'm saying, actually, a claim in Indian, say, that you'll come with your own Tanakh, at least with your own Nabi. Now, is another halacha. Is another halacha. When you read Reish Pei Dalet in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Dalet, steht in Ramo Aza Aloche. In Korun Amaftir Mishayna Yodea Leber Aftore, Yochel Acher Leomro. Aber Lekatchile Osur Laasisken. You're not allowed to give Aftore to a person that doesn't know how to read. You only could give a Aliyah from the Aftore to the person that knows how to read. So the aim is mevor here lechure that in the Haftorah it's not like Kiryas HaTorah that the chazan is moitzi the tzibur. It's mashma here that in the Haftorah the person that gets the aliyah has to read the Haftorah. In a lot of places you go, you see it. And why it's like that? It's not stam because azay shetim ramot zotam. That the person that gets the aliyah has to read. Lemaise, what comes out like aloha lemaise comes out like this. If you read mitoich haklaf, zog the Mishnah Berurah, and azay zog in alle poiskim, so avadu azay bi imkiris ha-toyro. You don't have to, our meaning is that not everyone that gets the aliyah reads. Shle levay esh mishayinu yodeya. If you read mitoich haklaf, the halacha is that the Baal Koyra is Moitzi the Tzibur and everyone else is Yoytze. If you don't read Mitoich HaKlaf, it's mashma in the halacha, and afilu mashma in Mishnah Berurah, that the person that gets the aliyah has to read. It's mamash b'di'evet that someone else will read for him. Alu mikol mekom kumta ravais, in Minchasi Tzchok, in Chelek Tes, Simul Chof Beis, Zag Na Rav Weiss, aber lemaise today, Klal Yisrael are not makpid on it. And a lot of times you give a aliyah to someone that doesn't know how to read, and you ask the chazan to help you. So he says again, if it's a place that everyone is quiet, so it's beseder. Even though the Mishnah Berurah mashma nishtazei, he says, aber anachmen leYisrael iu shegigim ve'aliyu mezidim. Zot razei v'shteitim chasum sefer, that we don't want people not to come to shul, people not to get aliyus, not to embarrass people. People have yahrzeit, they don't know how to read. Even when you have a Tanakh, some people don't know the trop so good. Some people have an emser tziburah. So for the same reason, chasum sefer said that you're allowed to let all the people read together, and you mamish mevatel the halacha from aftorah kimat. Aber anachlim leYisrael. So he says again. Aber he's mechalek. He says in a place that everyone reads separately, there's a shtickle more problem. Because be'etzem the halacha is that the person that says the brachas he has to read. So he shteit in halacha. But if it's anyway in a way of mighty the tzibur and it's embarrassing, so anachlim leYisrael. So again, so the mocker be'etzem. The mocker, be'etzem, for what Klal Yisrael does, lemaise, that again, so he says even that if, I'm saying it's a chiddush, that if you come to a shul and you see there is a matziv, that if sometimes the chazan will read, sometimes the people will read, you have some shul that people will be advised vital to take aliyah. So you're allowed to make it that every time the chazan will read. Again, you don't have to make it like that. Now, if you come to a shul and you see that the minhag is that the prisoner gets the haftorah reads when there's no klaf, don't think it's a shvach minhag. Oh, I'm the Baal Koyre, I will read. No, if the prisoner got the aliyah is offering to read, it's the right thing to do. So a lot of times I come and see a guy, they ask him to be the Baal Koyre. He's all ready, he's all prepared. Comes to the haftorah, tell him gets the aliyah, wants to read. The Baal Koyre has a nicer voice, a starker voice. Yelim is right. He has to read. Again, you're allowed to tell the Balkeira to read. If it's not klaf. If it's klaf, the Balkeira Alamon reads. But to this is the halacha is be'etzem that the person that gets the aliyah, he has to read the haftorah. If it's not klaf. Now, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, because of this, we spoke once, and Chmin Shgein Arayim mamish big tzara. We spoke with a big tumul that some people in Arnof wanted a mechadish, a new kind of Sefer Torah. You call it a printing Sefer Torah. What is the way they do the Sefer Torah is? The way they do the Sefer Torah is be'etzem, they mechadish one little thing. Today they call it silk print. What? Different words. But the idea is that you have a kind of material that it looks like a whole material, you don't see no holes, be'etzem. Maybe I'll explain it more with pashtus. Be'etzem, what would be the easy way to write a Sefer Torah? To take a piece of paper, to make the holes of the letters, and to pour ink on top of the page, you pick up the page, the Sefer Torah is ready. Why no one did it till today? The Moshe Samach is no way to do. The Moshe says, Samach Shebeluchas, Mem Shebeluchas, Benefa in this. Also, when you pour ink, normally the Sefer Torah, the letters have to be very close, tagim. It's kimat noicha tinze to pour the ink and it will not touch each other. Then you also have a problem, you have to have Sheamus Lishmo. They're mechadish, they have a kind of material. They gave me to do it. I did one page just to see. We don't hold from it. But just to see if it's real. That page we made will not be kosher, dang it. So they take a piece of material that with computer hand, they could make holes that in your eyes you can't see the holes. They manage very small holes. But the computer is a clear gemurg to make a cheshbon that the amount of ink that will pass from these holes make the letter to be a letter. The ice cheshbon, how much ink goes through this hole and how much the holes are close to each other, and manage when you pick up the Sefer Torah, it's Ksav Noah Shebenoah. Now why they want to do it? They tie it like this. They took the today they check all the Sefer Torahs in computers. They will take the nicest Ksav from all the Sefer Torahs that was checked from all the mistakes, all the tagging the best. From this one, the computer will make a copy in a Zap sheet. And from now on, all the Sefer Torah will be beautiful with not even one mistake, the nicest Ksav in the world. Now again, they have today a new kind of ink that is like a stick, like a piece of black, like a black hard piece that's wet, and you pass it on the cloth. It's not pouring, so it's a mysic sieve. And like this, you go over, you pick up, and you have the Sefer Torah. So one of the timers is at least the Magen Avraham wanted to say printing Tanakh is good. At least let us to give him a dream. It's not less than the printing of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham wanted to use a print. So at least for Tanakh, the Mishnah Berurah says that every Kehila has to have Tanakh. It's very expensive. Our thing is not expensive. We can make it online. 100 Nevi'im a day. 200 Nevi'im a day. And you know, that's close, so we'll have Nevi'im. This is their time. Avad al-Maisa, the Peskim hold that it's possible even for Nevi'im. I'm explaining, the Milchama here is in two Zachen. They want to do even Sefer Torahs, and they want to do also Nevi'im. Nevi'im, they tell me, Sefer is also good. Worst come to worst, anyway people are using Chumashim. For this Chumah of the Mishnah Berurah, you're also making a Milchama against us. But again, the milchama is because we can't matter it. Because if you start with Nevi'im, it comes for Chumashim. So even the Nevi'im, even the Mishnah Berurah says that Rory to have a Novi Miklav, I will not to use this for the Nevi'im. Why it's not good for a Sefer Torah? They took out Kuntresim back and forth. First is a Ritva, brings down a Yerushalmi and Gittim the feud. Eidim She'eni Yoidim Likrois. So, aim, they don't know how to sign, so you cut and you pull inside. Zog the Yerushalmi, it's not good for a get. V'kosa v'loi v'shofach. You can't cut holes and fill it up with ink. V'kosa v'loi v'shofach. So they say this is only on liquid ink. This moving on top says it can be cost of a lay v'shafach. Aber sagt der Beliashiv, Zilba Sartayme. Why is cost of a lay v'shafach? Because you have to make a nice exive. Moving a zach like this on a paper is not considered writing Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. The cost of a lay v'shafach. I would say the cost of the lay v'hizis. When is the kosav? If you have a letter, you're filling it up, it's considered the kosav. When you pour, it's not the kosav. If you have a material and you pass a piece of ink on top of it, it's nicer the kosav the labor shofach. It's not a deal of a nicer shofach. When I heard from my shver alocha chison, is a alocha, you have to have sirtut in Sefer Torah. Now, if you have to have lines under the under what you write. The mind of the secret is that it makes the ksav to come straight. Here the ksav is coming straight on the sirtut. It's mashmir of Kiva Egel is telling how to learn Tesis Gittin of Zayin Murdeis that the sirtut has to be the one that makes the ksav good. Moshe of Kiva Egel brings out if someone written without sirtut and then he will add the lines. It's not good of Kiva Egel has a tzad. Because the same of sirtut is lines. The same is I'm writing on the lines. So they say, no, I'm putting lines and I'm having the sheep shaming. There is another chisson, is aloha to write a shame lishma. You have to write a shame lishma. So they say, before I start, I say, I read the case of lishma, and the talking to them, the shame comes out. The person can tell you, the chesish can shame lishma. Shem Lishma is, I'm writing the Askor in Hashem Hashem. So Allah, you have to write the Askor in Hashem Hashem.
Or can
I
just
Shem Sefer? So they want to do Azazah. First, the Metzias, in the middle that you start to make, in the middle, the whole thing doesn't catch. Now, they wanted in the beginning to write mezuzahs. Three mezuzahs. Very small, it was possibly too expensive to make a Zami Sefer Torah. The Maisa, they never did a Sefer Torah. They never made, I know it was all different places said that they found the Zecha Sefer Torah. They never printed yet a Sefer Torah. They wanted to do in the beginning Tfil Mezuzas. Now, this is Aloha, it's Aloha Kesidron. You have to write Keseda. You can't write like this. So they said, okay, we will make lines. Like we make a big line, 100 times the first line, then 100 times the second line. But there's also a problem because in writing the whole letter comes together. When you push an ink, Amol, you could write the end of the letter, then the first of the letter. Amol doesn't go out good, you go over again. So the main letter, the first container are finished good. And there's all more reasons for different chashas that the mice are not to use them. I'm saying when you come and people sell cheap mevim, it's a big nisayon. And with a reason that, say, a lot of people want to make a mevim to say it's only a chumre, it's enough to use a printed one. And there's like the mice in the person said not to use these kind of sefer Torah.